Hi, it's about that time. It's party time from the Couch of Swine on radiodr.co.za.
It's party time from the Cultured Swine, and we're here on another episode of the Cultured Swine with the Dragon.
What up?
And today we have, actually, guys, today's like guest, Aibo Satane.
Hey! Today's guest actually bought us liquor.
Exactly.
Strong windows.
We have TC, Tembi, Nkosi, Thandocele.
Oh, yo, guys, what's up? I'm joking, I don't talk like that. Hello, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here. Oh, my.
Good God.
It's actually been... What was I going to say? I was going to say that this was meant to happen a long time ago.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, TC was meant to be here, like, one of the first three people that were meant to come on the Cultured Swine. Yes. But TC's a busy man.
Hey, you moved to Joburg. That's what happened, yeah.
TC's a busy man. He's a well-kept.
Wow. What is going on? I'm here for it.
So tell us about life in Joburg, Tees.
Hi, guys. Yeah, I don't know why I said hi, but yeah, I recently moved to Joburg a year ago after moving back to Durban from Pretoria 2 years ago. I took a bit of a gap year in 2017, and then 2018 started working here, then we moved to Joburg. But life in Joburg is pretty great. It has its perks. I used to live with a bunch of students in a commune, which was lit-ish, as the Gen Z say nowadays. But now I'm living in my own apartment in Ilovo, which is by the cricket stadium and the Wanderers. You know where that is.
So Gal's in the Joburg. He lives by himself.
But yes, I was getting to that. In Joburg, I also met the girl that I'm currently dating right now. She's very cool.
Who's her name?
Shout out to her. Shout out to Miss Rodell. Her name is Nicole. And yeah, next weekend, at the time of this recording, next weekend will be the 15th. We will be dating for 9 months.
Come on.
Claps many times.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm a marketing mogul in my own sphere. And I'm just looking to build my brand and take over the world, guys. Yeah, that's what it's about.
Can he build the Cultured Swine brand first?
Please, bro.
I am a huge supporter of this podcast. You guys know this.
Yes.
Always the first to listen. Always the first to comment.
Indeed.
YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer, Konke. Even on the Radio DR website. It's inside.
Those are straight facts, bro.
Yeah.
So I do believe in growing this deeply rooted channel. You guys are doing such an awesome job.
Thank you.
So we hope that the Cultured Swine is a podcast that just shoots to the front.
Come now. So what are we gonna chat about today?
Before we chat, let's announce what TC got us.
Oh yeah. So the drink of the day is gin juice and a little bit of Indian tonic.
Human
trips, they say.
From the black market.
stop.
We shouldn't be doing any of this.
Yeah.
We don't recommend you buying from the black markets.
We don't.
But if you do, share with us.
And don't get caught.
Don't get caught.
Nah, please, we won't bail you out.
No one's bailing anyone out.
Who got better? Kwamanje.
Bruh. Kwamanje.
Dude. Maybe just chat about how, like, cops are super biased to specific areas.
My goodness.
During this lockdown.
Yeah.
And like the violence is insane. Mm. Like violence is crazy.
It is.
Towards like certain groups of people.
Cough.
Yeah, you know, it's really messed up.
Yeah.
You know?
I truly agree with that. You know, as a person myself that's immersed in both cultures of suburbia and the township, you can clearly see the differentiation and how different it is from one area to another of where the police activity and SANDF activity is during this lockdown.
Yeah.
Like, we fully understand that this is warranted, but it needs to be equal.
Very true.
It's atrocious at the moment how in certain areas of the, let's just say, black community, everything is stricter and more stringent. And in suburbia, not so much. Let's just put it that way. It's driving me a little bit crazy. I won't even lie to you. Yeah.
I don't know, Mzama, do you want to add? Because I haven't actually gone to the locations actually during this lockdown.
I haven't been anywhere as well. I've just been at home. But you can also tell like how tense people are coming into the burbs versus people that are actually here.
100%.
You can see how people are just like so laissez-faire here.
Yeah.
They're just, yo, well, I'm gonna go for a jog, I'm gonna go for a walk, walk my dog.
Walk my dog,
you know,
yeah.
Like, at the supermarkets, some people don't even wear masks.
Yeah.
Like, bruh, some people are walking into the supermarkets with their dogs.
You know, it's ridiculous.
It is.
And then you change location and you see like it's hectic.
Yeah.
Mm. Like cops are out here threatening people in their own gardens.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I saw there was a video like where this like one of the cops was literally telling the person to get inside the house when he's in his yard. How is this breaking the law?
I don't understand. Like, people within their own private areas living in their yard, there shouldn't be anything that's wrong with that.
Absolutely, yeah.
And if you come to suburbia, and that will never ever happen. You're not going to go to the Smith's house, for example, and just be like, hey, Mrs. Smith, please go back inside your house. No, that's not going to happen at all. So it is a bit disappointing to see, because these measures are supposed to be for all of us, to keep all of us safe. But the fact that certain people in certain areas are being targeted, and that's how it feels, that's how it looks, and that's how it actually is, having being from both worlds, it's quite disappointing. And I hope it stops, especially the violent parts of it. That's completely unnecessary.
I think definitely our police force is like taking this power thing a bit too much. Like they're overexcited with the power that they got given, and now they just like...
But the weird part is that most of them actually live in the areas that they...
That's very true, very true. I don't understand why.
Mm. Oh, but I guess...
It is what it is.
This is a soldier on, man. I mean, this thing's already difficult, and people are adding like more stresses onto other people's lives. Mm. Like, bro, like, being at home... It's terrible.
It is.
Yo.
It's for terrible. All of us. Trust. All of us. Yo.
And if someone's just taking a walk, or just, please, bro, just give them a warning or something. But the violence, bro, the violence part needs to really be cut down, bro, or monitored.
Two one years or two judges or pata.
Hey,
friends. Cause like, why if it's a country just Uzon could miss and tell me, hey Mjita, like, you know this is not allowed. Why when do you have to now shy? And thing pisses me off. Yeah.
It's scary, it's a bit terrifying. Like, when we do our shopping, we do come to suburbia to do our shopping. Because in the township, we do have the means to go out and shop, but we all know how overcrowded it can be. Ooh. So in suburbia, it is less crowded. It's much easier to get what you want and then go back home. But getting to suburbia in itself is a challenge. And it's something that you can be scared about, because one little moment of, oh, you're showing that you know your rights, you think you know better than anybody else, then it can turn into something quite ugly.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Also, let's talk about that. Why I'm a police, like, guys, they don't like ukuthi wena as utisi or as uspume. I can show you that I know my. I'm not disrespecting you. I'm just saying, ukuthi, what you're doing is wrong. Yeah. I'm not putting you in your place. I'm just saying, hey, listen, what you're doing is wrong though. Because if Mr. Smith was out here, you wouldn't be doing this to Mr. Smith.
Shut up.
Why do they get pissed off by that? And then ungiqhubeka ungishaye or ungifake emotweni.
It's we have a long way to go. Oh. Like a very long way to go in terms of how, especially as black people, treat each other.
Yeah.
you know, like within every race, I'm sure it's the same. Yeah. Maybe, I don't know. But within our race, like, we still have, like, a long way to go. Mm. How we treat each other, how we see each other, how we value each other. It's quite a stretch.
Yeah. There's a lot of things we're still recovering from that are ingrained in our DNA because of our painful, quite painful history that we're still trying to deal with.
Mm.
You know, we all have our parents that nearly lived through proper civil war.
Yeah.
So we are not at all naive or oblivious to what can happen, but we do still have a long way. We haven't recovered from our traumas, regardless of your beautiful Rainbow Nation, Aibu. there's a lot of work that needs to happen there, guys, and I guess at the end of the day, it will be up to our generation to try and change the perspective and change the narrative. This lockdown has brought up some ugly memories and some ugly traumas that we...
And some ugly truths of what's still happening.
Lordy, Lord. Yeah. Yes, 100%. And hopefully we'll get to deal with it properly. And this lockdown, should it end this year? Should it end tomorrow? Should it end in 2 weeks? Hopefully people see that this thing of privilege really is a real thing.
Yeah.
And we do not take it for granted if you have it.
It's
very true. We all have a certain amount of privilege, guys.
And we're not like, definitely, we're not just talking about white privilege, just privilege in your family, privilege in where you
are.
Our
privilege.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
look at where we're chilling right now.
Very true.
I didn't even bring race into it, but that's where people jump towards, especially with
white privilege. That we're not just talking about white privilege. We're talking about when lao me kona manje. Uthi the fact that ukwazi uthi wena ufudumeza ukudla. And like
you're privileged.
You have food to eat. You have.
You're still parents. Getting your salaries, bro. Some of us are still getting our salaries.
Hey man, for that.
Hey, bruh, are you also still getting you?
Hey, bro, I wouldn't have got these drinks if I wasn't.
Yo, yeah, as well.
Yeah,
brother.
That would be hella irresponsible
of you.
We hope this lockdown at the end of it, we come out right and positive on the other side and healthy, guys. I know I'm being a bit of a hypocrite, but this too shall pass. It's very cliche, but it will. It will. It will pass with us, guys. With us. So,
hang on. Can I just say, you know, the baby boomers have really fucked us.
Oh, my God. Hey,
that generation has single-handedly ruined everything in the world.
Oh, man.
Good Lord.
And we are paying for it now.
Hey,
everyone else is paying for the boomers' mistakes, bro. It's like, what the hell? This generation has had to, like, overcome, like, real racial tension, bro. Racial tension. We had to overcome discrimination of LGBTQ communities.
Economical tension.
We've had to fucking overcome the economic meltdowns of 2008. When people were taking loans from strippers, giving strippers loans, buying condos.
Oh, Cardi B, my gosh.
We're surviving all of that, and we're still soldiering on. I think our generation is probably going to be like one of the strongest ones.
It has to be.
And this is probably one of the generations with the most empathic entrepreneurial strives. You know, like we really care about each other.
100%.
As much as we have the Instagram life and, you know, but that's like the 1% tile, right?
Yeah.
And the rest of us are really in it for like each other because, wow, we have overcome such nyols.
Yeah. as millennials,
such nyols.
Pandemic on pandemic on economic meltdown.
Wait,
on
am I millennial?
No,
you're Gen Z, I think.
No, guys, I'm a millennial.
From 1997 is Gen Z.
You're fucking Gen Z.
1984 to 96 is millennials.
Ah, guys, come on. Just add one fucking more.
You're supposed to be born in 98.
I was meant to.
I'm going to get see what it was.
Yeah, you're on the 30th of December. So, if mom waited two more days, it's over for you. 98.
Nah, we screw.
But like I'm like I'm like in a good position in terms of years of board.
Years of board. That's because of the
other one. Come on, buzz.
But it's also because party time, you have surrounded yourself with some incredible people.
Definitely, oh, definitely, bruh. Like, I enjoy.
We're talking about your immediate audience right now.
Yes. So, no, but like, I appreciate my circle, guys. My circle is super amazing. Like, I always tell people, like, this is another thing we can talk about. Like, I always tell people that I like surrounding myself with people that are older than me.
Mm.
Because I literally, I can't stand being in a space where I don't leave that place not learning anything new.
100%.
Even if we're drinking, bro, even if we're drinking and chilling and doing stupid shit,
yeah,
as long as I can leave learning one thing. If I can't even do that with you, yeah. I guys know I can't.
This is how I take a Jager bomb. That's what you're gonna learn. Yeah. So, yeah,
no, but like genuinely, I always tell people this. Like, I'm so obsessed with just like
picking
people up, yeah,
from a good bunch of people that have gone through it.
Yeah,
not just bad stuff, obviously, just life in general. Like, definitely. I appreciate especially your family so much, like your eldest brother. Oh my, man has lived. Man has lived, and he's a pioneer for what he does. I mean, what? How old is he now? And he looks that good still. Everyone says he's swahir on point.
Swahir. What are these words getting dropped on my podcast, bruh?
And your sis, you know, your sis doing her thing. I mean, she is the mother of you guys,
bruh. Deputy.
But as well, I enjoy being around her. I enjoy being around people of substance. And
yeah,
man. Even if we're gonna be stupid while being around people of substance, so sure that Leporta has seen while we are, you know, within a group of really good people, it's fine.
Guys. Yeah, you still feel the vibe.
We're too old to be in this thing of, oh my gosh, I'm going to hurt someone's feelings if I sit with them or anything. No,
guys,
leave that in 2016. Dude. We've got a lot to deal with this year, really, dude. Oh,
speaking of 2016.
COVID year! Oh my goodness gracious.
What happened in 2016?
Dude, 2016, I lost my car.
Oh shit.
Oh yeah.
Diesel stuff wasn't selling. Oh my god. It was just a garbage year. Just a filth year. Oh man. I don't miss 2016.
I don't miss
2016.
I actually wanted to talk about interracial relationships today.
We definitely can. I can give you a few
pointers. A few pointers.
You know, a wise man once said, and his name is Sir Spanks a lot, is that dating outside of your race is cool. But dating outside of your race is not an achievement. People need to realize that.
Very true.
It's cool to get a different perspective. Perspective on culture and how people behave. The eyes that you inevitably are going to get when you're out in public.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I'm being honest, here in Durban, it's very, very normal to see interracial couples.
Serious, in Durban?
It feels normal. It feels more normal than other places that I've been at, especially Pretoria. Joburg seems to be the norm.
I hear Hillcrest mm-hmm. definitely isn't like the place to be when you...
Yeah, that and Kloof. Kloof, as yeah. well, it's, they're still stuck
I've
in
heard
the past.
Stories, I've seen yeah. posts on Facebook. Mm. Even my friend Lee was telling me that when she was out with her two friends who were also...
Yeah.
In an interracial couple, and she's also married with a white guy.
Yeah.
She was saying that they went out to a club. I mean, not to a club, to a bar,
yeah.
like a local place in Hillcrest or Kloof, and they were literally just getting eyes the
it's
whole
crazy,
time.
Man.
Yeah, they were made to feel like they just,
the
what they're
that,
doing
yeah.
is wrong.
The people that give
weird.
You eyes.
Like, why do you care?
Yeah.
You're not in the relationship.
That's my issue too.
The people that give you eyes, at the end of the day, they're not going to do anything or say anything. It's those people that are complicitly racist that, you know, feel the need to be like, listen, you're dirtying our gene pool or something stupid like that.
Yeah. But it's like, I don't even have a baby with this person
exactly.
yet. Like, we're still testing
we're
the waters,
seeing
bruh.
Each other.
Yeah.
In the thing, yeah. And for me, This is, believe it or not, and I know you guys believe this because you know me, this is my first interracial relationship, not interracial courting, if that makes sense. Yeah, and it's, I've always, like, I've been asked since I've started dating Nicole of how it's been, and people assume that I've been doing this since I walked out of my mother's womb.
Well,
ridiculous. Which is ridiculous.
You know why people would think that, Tease?
I don't know.
Jeez, vanilla killer.
We can literally follow your Instagram right now.
But yeah, it's again, it's that is because of the license, I guess, my parents have always allowed me to just be like, experience people,
yeah.
No matter who they are. I don't believe in that whole thing, oh my gosh, I don't see color. I see color. Yeah, we all see color. Color.
Yeah, I hate that. Actually, I hate that statement.
I hate that too. There was this whole thing color. That was happening during Fees Must Fall. Where people were saying, no, we're all the same. Where there's only one race, the human race.
Oh,
we are colorblind. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's
the
ridiculous.
Whole point is to see that I'm different from you, but don't treat me as different from you.
Exactly. You know, because we have to celebrate each other's differences, not now all be put into one bland.
Yeah, because now then life is boring if it's like that.
It's ridiculous, yeah. But, this has been a different experience, a nice experience, as you would know, or as you would perhaps, like, guess, with the family dynamics as well, it is a little bit different. Like, I met my girlfriend's parents before we actually really started dating.
Damn.
By chance.
Yeah.
And it was cool. Like, I mean, I meet people's parents all the time, regardless of if I'm dating them or not.
Yeah.
But with me, she's still yet to meet my parents because there's still that thing of if you're black, you take someone when you know that
you're going to marry
absolutely.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's in no way an indictment on the person I'm dating that I don't think I'm going to marry them. No. I mean, when I date someone, it's always all in, which is a blessing and a curse. But it's kind of like trying to ease them into it. You don't just bring any Tom, Dick, Sarah, or Sipo to your parents. You know?
Yeah.
So they're still yet to meet. But my mom is probably one of the most liberal black women I've ever met, which is weird because her parents are very conservative, which makes sense. All of our grandparents and parents grew up in a period where you kind of had to be, like you said. But there's nothing hoo-ha about it. I have a lot of white friends. I have a lot of black friends. I have a lot of friends of different races, but I appreciate every single one of them because they all bring a different dynamic to me.
True.
So now that I'm dating a white girl, it doesn't mean I've changed now. All of a sudden, wukoku, no. I'm still definitely
I'm
me.
Still TC.
I hate that saying, by the way. Coconut Oreo. That thing is...
Yeah, that's something I want to touch
slander.
On, you know?
Like, that's slander. Let's,
that,
yeah.
That, what's the name? That that navigation that we have to do.
Oh, my gosh.
Us, especially, you know, navigating between being not black enough or
not
white enough or not whatever enough for whoever we're hanging out with at the time.
Basically, too black for white friends, too white for your black friends. That's weird. Yeah.
That shit, you know, it's such a laser beam field to navigate, you know. Because it's an everyday thing. You have to switch it on every day.
Yeah.
You can't just, you know, we don't have the luxury of just being one thing.
Yeah. Which is nice, I think, though.
Yeah, I mean, it keeps you fresh. It keeps you very, very interesting as a person.
Exactly.
You know? But it's so...
Can be exhausting.
It is exhausting. Because, for example, I've tried many times to host, like, a braai where I have all my friends together.
Yeah.
Now, it's difficult just having all your black friends together.
Hey, man.
Now, think about having all your black friends and all your white friends in one space. It's the strangest thing.
Yeah.
Because it's not that they don't want to gel. It's just that there's so many different interests. And
because already the music is gonna be a story.
Yeah, that is the first thing.
Yeah,
it's gonna be up in debate. Yeah,
and then secondly, it's gonna be what are you offering with the meat?
Mm.
Like, I'm sure there's some white people who are okay with just having the meat on its own. They don't think of the braai is something where fanekube a meal,
yeah,
man.
Buffet,
Tina, we make it a meal. We have the salads, the rolls, the papa. We give you options.
Yeah.
When it's just a green salad, maybe and it's fine.
But again, that's maybe also a generalization.
Definitely.
Of course. There's no, as funny as this is, there's no black and white to the situation.
Because now, Connor, you never know if your black friends don't want to gel, or are they also just they don't know how to. Sometimes it's a thing of I don't know how to walk up to a white person and start a conversation. What am I going to talk about with that? But they want to. That's what they have, that they want to go up and talk, but it's
music,
there's no conversation.
Music should be the one thing that brings everyone together, but when
what
it's
music?
Bright time,
it can be divisive.
It can be very, very, very divisive.
Yeah,
it's like. I went to a friend's braai, and it was predominantly white, and I get there, and the dude welcomes me. He's like, "Yo, dude, there's the iPod or whatever, just line up your music or whatever the case may be."
Ooh.
Now, you have to read the room. You know, you can't just be like, well, I like this music. I'm gonna play this, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Very true.
So I'll go there and I'm like, okay, what is music that everyone can gel to? And luckily for me, I'm eclectic, so I have like a
variety.
This is why we get along.
Dude. And that's another thing, is that people need to be that open minded.
Very
they need
true.
To be like, if you're gonna come to my braai.
Yeah,
and
like, don't just expect a certain type of music.
You know, I mean, Bowiezy is a perfect example.
He really, really is.
Bowiezy
as well.
Sunny,
Sunny just DJ.
Most of our boys, right?
The friends we keep.
Most of our boys are very, very loosey goosey with the music.
Yeah,
which is dope.
Loosey goosey.
Which is what I was about to get to. That, like, as much as we having this conversation, but the people that you guys have exposed me to, that that I've been around, whether white or black, they're able to like accept other things that aren't what they're meant to like. Yeah, they're very open minded.
Exactly.
Like, you can chill with the Sunny and not feel like, yo, I must just be playing Little Dragon here because I'm sure he's gonna like this. Like, you can play a Gorm, bruh, and he'll be on. You can play a Little Dragon and he'll be like, he'll be on with that too.
Yeah, 100%. You know, and the thing is, no one black person speaks for the entire race. Same thing with Caucasians and Indians and everything like that. But you speak from your own experience.
Yeah.
And race is complicated, but the people, when you are open-minded and try to immerse yourself in other cultures and characters, it becomes less complicated.
Yeah.
So, it's not a thing that, oh, Lord, no, China, Belung, China, Belung, but it just likes white people, or this white girl is just into black guys. It's not that. It's just they are immersing themselves into something that they usually or stereotypically wouldn't.
Yeah.
And that's okay, guys. Like,
guys,
when I've
been to Shatumlung, I've just been saying.
Yeah,
party time wants a Caucasian man.
Guys,
what do you feel about? Honestly, when I think about marriage, I'm always thinking, yo, maybe not a South African.
Not a South African Caucasian, definitely not. It has to be like an exotic one. Yeah, but Lange. Also, I'm French, like, I make two, I'm telling, like, I'm at a puta.
Are you saying? Oh my gosh, that takes it. I agree. I've seen stuff on Twitter of people saying, you know, this is just a joke, just banter, of when white South Africans migrate to another country, they see how average they are.
Jeez.
So they go to like Australia and then they can't, because of the systems we have in place here.
Yeah.
They thrive off this system, but when you go to another country that's well established, they kind of also have to kind of start from the bottom. So are you saying you want some exotica because when they go overseas, it's not the same with them? I don't know. Maybe something like that.
What I'm saying.
It's just too close to home, though. Like, you're boring.
Yeah, you've heard Brew for 20 years.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to hear something else. I'm trying to hear Papi.
I think it's just the mere fact that, you know, someone in that family is definitely still living in some sort of past fantasy.
Of course.
You know? And that for me is just such a mission.
Mm. Yeah. Jolandi, guys.
Come nandi, bro. Especially if the person likes you back.
Oh my god.
If someone likes you back, then it is what it is.
But if they don't, then don't.
Dude, I was watching Legendas, that Somizi thing, right?
Dude, Somizi was like, yo, dude, I want to get to... So he was talking to some designer in the thing. And the designer's like, we've been married for like 10, 15 years. And we've known each other for 20 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Somizi's like, yeah, bro, that's where I want to be. Because, you know, new relationship, yeah, sad. And I share that sentiment, bro. In a new relationship, you have to pretend
for a month,
bro.
Those
ups and downs.
But why are you pretending?
Bro.
Well, not pretend. You just have to suppress it a little bit.
You suppress a lot of.
Why can't you just be yourself and be normal?
Well, it's not a problem for me, it's other people.
Okay. You're not the problem, it's everyone else.
Still, it's like, you can't say you love someone after a week of
knowing. No, I'm not saying that, but
I'm about to buy a child, you ain't get done, I mean, I was this. At least
a boy. At least a boy.
Legit.
Right. Farm your farm.
I think there's definitely a thing of, like, liking someone.
Yeah.
A bit too much, especially if you're always seeing each other, if you're always chatting, if you're always like around the same space, you can definitely develop those like emotions quicker.
Not in a week though.
Definitely not in a week though.
No, but
like
maybe in a week, because what if that person's been secretly like about you? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe.
But also, what if it can also happen in a week if Guguti. What was I gonna say? Fuck, I forgot now.
Your niece is online right now.
Who niece?
Andile.
Hi.
Andile.
What was I gonna say, man? I've completely lost my train of thoughts. It's fine.
Choo choo.
Okay. It's gone.
All I'm saying is, hi guys.
Hi.
So we're playing Truth or Drink with our guest Thando Cele.
What are you doing? Cheese, the cheese master. Cheese dog, or just tea.
So how this game works, we're gonna ask you 8 questions.
Yes.
8.
Yes. And you have to answer them as honestly as possible. If you don't wanna answer,
take a drink.
Take a sip.
Okay. Nice.
Are you ready?
Nice.
Question number 1.
Oh my gosh.
Have you ever been arrested?
Actually.
Wait. Oh, yeah, I have. Oh, flip. I hope my mom doesn't listen to this.
And you have to tell us a story.
She heard. She heard this. She heard this, yeah.
Yeah, but this isn't that great a story. It was during Feesmas 4.
At least, bro. Yeah. We're sitting with a
freedom fighter.
Yeah, man. Look at us.
An activist, yeah.
Yeah, I was doing Feesmas 4. The cops were wilding, throwing tear gas at us.
That time, it's black cops arresting black kids.
Bruh.
That
in the capital, bro. Oh,
that
it
are
was
fighting
ridiculous.
For rights that their kids are probably going to benefit from.
Yeah. So it was after Feesmas 4. We got put into the cell, but only for like an hour because they think they're trying to scare us.
Yeah.
It worked.
Scared straight.
It worked.
Were you scared?
But, oh man, jeepers. It was like a holding cell at Brooklyn Police Station. But
yeah.
And then I was like, oh my gosh, my future's gone. I'm going to get a criminal record.
Oh, shame.
And that you never fought for rights ever again.
How many years was this?
What was Fismas for? 2015. So I had a bit of it in 2016. So it was my fourth year.
Oh, hectic.
It was definitely my... No. It was my last year of varsity. Oh, shucks. It was 2016.
Oh, shucks.
But I've also had plenty of close encounters of being arrested. Like, I know both of you delinquents have.
How do you?
Drinking in public when walking past the police station. They're like, hey, boy, aren't you? You know.
What?
Last year, I was at an end of year party with one of my best friends. Shout out to Dr. DeCruz. What do you do, baby?
Shout out to DeCruz.
And we were just leaving, I think it was the Charlatan after we were at Dropkicks. And then the cops were trying to stop us in our Uber ride. And then I went on one of my rants while I was also quite, you know, turned. I was like, no, you're not going to arrest us. You have no right to stop us. And then Roxy kind of just like flipped out at me. And the person we were with there was just like, no, guys, let's just calm down. Let's just go. And that's when we went to News Cafe and Las Vegas and saw you guys. That was before that.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Was I there for
actually,
this?
Before we got to News Cafe, when we went to Las Vegas, when I came with Roxy and her mates. That had just happened. I don't think you were there.
Okay, cool. But next question.
Anyway, carry on. Question comes.
Question number two. Ooh. What's your favorite porn category?
What the hell?
Blacked.com. Joking.
Actually, I think you might be onto something there. Yeah.
I mean, it would be tacky if I said interracial, right? That's so boring. Like, no one likes that. Kidding, I'm gonna drink this. I don't watch porn. I'm a pure child of God.
Drink, you liar.
What? How
number
you...
three. Name a sex position you haven't tried.
Whew.
Guys, what?
The walking dog.
There's no sex.
I haven't tried the wheelbarrow.
What the fuck is a wheelbarrow?
With the girl.
Guys, what the fuck are you doing?
The girl has a handstand. You know, I used to do wheelbarrow races in primary school, man. The girl does that.
It's literally someone walking on their hands. And you hold their legs.
And then you do the thangs.
Yeah, my dog.
What I'm saying is, I haven't walked the dog.
Oh, my God. How would you walk the dog? Can you take us through the mechanics of that?
It's some Kama Sutra, bro. Go look it up. It's really complicated.
Guys, this is Kama Sutra, like 101...
It's quite a few things.
So nani funde
okay, bro. I guess no teen in Kama Sutra. I mean, what is that, bro? Carry on.
What is that?
In any of your relationships, past, present.
Ooh, there we go. It's coming.
Have you ever had doubts about the person you're with?
Disclaimer, not my current one. Oh, boyfriend points.
This man literally gave himself.
That's why I
points.
Said current or previous.
So, yes, not my current one. Definitely previous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. When you started dating. I'm not going to get
into
names.
Let's,
I'm not going to even get into age groups.
Let's not say names, yeah.
But my man himself knows of this one person that I was.
Terrible.
I was. Like looking to hook up with her for the longest time in high school, and then we got together, we started dating, and then a week of me dating I was like, oh my gosh, I'm already bored,
really.
And yeah. I was terrible there. I was absolutely terrible. I'm not such a nice guy. I'm so sorry to shatter your reality, guys. But yeah, no, that's my only blemish. And yes, there is a person that I was just like, ooh, shucks. Since Nila, anyway.
How's it doing? Yeah.
Damn.
Oh no.
What is this?
I almost asked you, are you a top or bottom?
Oh my gosh, don't do these things. People don't need to divulge in that part. Come on.
Are you a beer or wine?
Can I be both? I'm definitely a wine connoisseur.
Okay. Won't even lie. 2015, I think we manufactured about 126 wines in South Africa.
Really?
I think I had like 100 of them that year. It was a good year, that one. Yeah. Hey, gumnand. But I do like pizza, you know me.
Shout out. Shaved or hairy?
Oh my gosh, what are we talking about here? never mind.
What are we talking about here?
I ain't gay. I'm drinking. I ain't gay. It's
Island. Do you like it shaved or hairy?
I just drank, girl. I'll take another sip if I have to. Jesus.
Oh my gosh. Okay. If you had to choose. Okay, I can't, because this is going to actually be bad for your company. I was going to ask you if you had to choose, like, a company to work for, like, in marketing.
Oh, no. Stop that.
Yeah.
Let's not do that. I didn't even divulge on what industry I'm in. Or rather,
you
which,
did.
Okay, the industry I did, but not where, you know.
Oh, should I ask you what's your dream salary?
Party time!
So, getting people fired on the culture side, that's what we're doing now.
Please stop.
No, we're not.
Please stop.
No, we're not.
Let's carry on.
Okay, cool. What question number am I on, actually?
Nigga, why aren't you counting? Hold on.
I'll tell you just now what question number I'm on, okay?
Any fun in prison, girl.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I
think there's like two more.
What, questions?
Yeah.
Let me see, I'll tell you now. Yeah, there are like two. So I'm on question number 7.
Yeah, girl. Give it a whirl.
Have you ever taken karaoke seriously?
Fuck. Oh, no. Oh. No, definitely not.
I have.
Like, I'm surrounded by friends that do take it seriously. Everybody knows. On a Wednesday or a Thursday at Johnny Bones.
I can't believe that place is closed.
People are always just like, guys, it's karaoke night.
I am people.
And then they'll start singing the entire Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack. Oh.
How dare you? It doesn't.
But it's always a good
time. I love
time.
Guardians of the Galaxy,
it's
okay?
It's always a good
It's
time.
Heartwarming and it's got comedy.
But no, half the time. Half the time. When yes, I do
guys, it's Ngizi. No.
Stop my mother tongue, Bri. Half the time when I do it, I'm already plastered, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay. Yeah. And then my last question for you. Out of all your exes.
Oh, no. Abo Lang is a poser. Yeah.
You don't even know.
Carry on.
Out of all your exes, which one is the one that hurt you the most?
Oh, let's drink. We're not going to do a Belgian nail. Oh, Lord. Completely unrelated. You guys were around me in 2018, right? Let's carry on. It's fine.
Oh, my God.
Let's carry on. Thank you.
TC with the spaz. TC, is there anything you'd like to say before we end the show?
But, no, it's been great, guys. You know, this is the proper version of quarantine radio.
ain't no booty shaking
yet. But this
not
has been
yet.
Great. But y'all guys, stay safe out there. Stay at home. Don't be like me. But thank you for having me. I really appreciate this. This won't be the last time. Obviously.
Oh, definitely obviously. Not.
Yeah.
Thank you again for the beers. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's been lovely.
Next time, beers.
Are people doing shout-outs? Who are you shouting out, guys?
Oh, well, the topic of much of this podcast has been my Caucasian girlfriend. So shout out to you, Nicole Riddell. And shout out to everybody in our friend group. I'm not going to divulge into names because you guys will get all hurt if I miss your name out.
Sure.
Keep safe, and I hope you guys are staying sane. I know this is really, really difficult being at home all the time. Just traveling to just get groceries is an event now.
Dude,
but
I get dressed up for that.
Man, so do I. So
guys,
do
I'm
I.
not gonna lie, I haven't been dressed up for anything. Not even this, bruh. Like,
Siabona, really. Holy Tom doesn't take us seriously.
She doesn't, but care. But thank you for having me, guys. Stay safe.
We'll be again. Shout out to all my mates. Shout out to the workout girls this morning.
Yes, we see you.
Yeah, man. Shout out,
Lapo. I'm a savage.
G Cheers didn't pull up because he's old.
Wow.
Old niggas stay lying. He was a manga. Dude. Shout out to all my friends, all my new friends in the Cape. Shout out to Miss Millie B.
Oh, yes.
MJB.
We love you, girl.
We miss you. We love you. Shout out to my mom and dad for this fucking awesome venue for us to have this podcast at. So much shout out to our privilege, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to the fact that we have food. We can still move around.
Yeah.
We have our jobs.
Mm.
You know?
Our health.
And then and I would
health,
like to
most
say,
important.
And then I would like to say the Deeply Rooted ad dropped this week on the 6th of May, actually, on CeeLo's birthday, and Deeply Rooted had its first birthday. So guys,
shout out to Deeply Rooted. You guys are doing amazing
work. Real champs.
Carry on. Keep on keeping on, girls and guys.
So please continue to subscribe to our channel. Ooh. Continue subscribing to our channel.
You are speaking correctly.
And keep watching and keep listening to our podcast, our shows. Guys, we always release a new content and it just would be great if, you know, just follow us. Just like us. Like us, damn it.
Okay. Cheers, guys.
Mathlicious. Keep safe. Okay, sure. Radio DR.co.za.